this week's episode of Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. I am Curry Terrell. With me, as always, Adrian McMillan.
Sick.
Sick as a daggum dog.
Not really.
You're on the upswing.
I'm on the upswing. I have 3-4 days of antibiotics in me.
Oh, my God.
But I am still wearing my mask to prevent my spittle from going all over you.
Thank you. And your mic.
And my microphone.
It's true. Clean. This house is clean. I said that the other day to somebody and they didn't get the reference and they just looked at me. That's Caroline, stupid. I think.
Yeah, I am recovering from strep throat, which I got from God knows where. Traveling. But he said, did you eat in a restaurant recently? Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
Like what?
It was Patti LuPone.
Maybe.
Don't say that.
I mean, that was like one of the few times where I didn't wear a mask.
We went to Patti LuPone last Saturday night.
Yeah, we did.
She was at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in downtown Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Very regal.
It was regal. I loved it.
I didn't, but I love the venue. I don't ever need to see her again.
You don't ever need to see Patti LuPone
again. Not in that setting. Maybe in a Broadway show, but I don't ever want to see a concert of hers again.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Was it what you expected it to be?
I guess. But I don't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it one bit.
It's very canned.
Yeah.
But I thought she was great. I mean, her jokes were very cheesy, but like most of the people there were like 70 plus.
Right.
And they were giggling. And she tells the same joke 7 nights a week.
But like I told you, she's not a comedian.
Right. She's an entertainer.
She's an entertainer. But it, I guess it really leaned into the like the quote-unquote funny of it, which it wasn't to me.
Yeah.
Not a lot of it.
I get it.
But it was still fun. It was a night on the town.
She sang Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
She did sing that. She sang, what's the one?
Anything Goes.
No. Ladies Who Lunch.
Yep.
And it was fantastic.
She sang the hits for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time. The part we didn't like, the person in front of us, stank.
Which we discovered, I think, was the woman behind us who was eating a deli sandwich.
And a pickle.
Yeah, that's what it was. Remember I said it smells like onions?
Yeah.
I thought it was body odor, but it wasn't.
I still think it was that lady, too, in front of us was contributing. Because when she went to the restroom, I didn't smell it anymore. When she came back, I smelt it again.
I disagree.
It was also warm.
It was hot.
I was somewhere the other day and it was cold and I was like, this is how I want to feel always. Challengers. It was cold in there.
Oh, yeah. It felt great.
I was like, oh, this is fabulous.
Yeah, it did feel really good. Really good.
Yeah. I also saw two old movies. You saw one of them with me. We saw Hereditary on Wednesday.
That's not old.
Okay, it's not a brand new release. A previously released film.
Correct.
Jesus.
And what was the other?
Alien last night.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fun. People could not sit still.
I hate that.
Literally, it was like, it felt like we were at a football game. Everybody was just up to the bathroom. And then some people came in like an hour late.
No.
And they knocked their popcorn bucket over, like kicked it over. Patrick and me were looking at each other like, what the heck?
Maybe it's City Walk.
You know, Caroline said when she first got here and was discovering all the new theaters, she was like, City Walk. I mean, the first, like, several times we went, there was, like, a dog that was barking.
Yeah.
That guy was snoring.
Yeah.
The person was on the power scooter, or, like, their, ventilator or whatever, was, like, and it was unplugging. And I was like, yeah, this place is kind of the Wild West. Ventilator, I doubt is what it was.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Their oxygen tank or something.
Right, right. It's not my favorite theater in the world, but I do love the IMAX.
And you can lay down.
You can lay down in all the seats. That's a plus.
It's so even like the, like.
That is a plus.
Anything, yeah.
That's a plus.
That's why I told Patrick we should go there so we can lay back.
There you go.
And we can't beat that. Also, I've decided I do not like the rockers.
What's a rocker?
You know how, like, the nicer theaters in Burbank 16?
Yeah.
And what do we see Challengers in?
Century
that
City.
That IMAX is a little bit better. But those seats, that like, they don't really go back, but they're just squishy.
I like those.
I think my butt, my body is too wide for them. Because I always feel like I'm sitting on, like, the hinge. Like, I can feel the metal in the back.
Yeah. Did you like the Landmark? Remember those in the mall?
Oh, the like, couches. Sofas. Oh, yeah. My God. I love those. And you were seeing like a British movie that nobody's ever heard of. There were like eight people, and you were like on a couch with a detached ottoman. What the heck?
It was like a living room.
I loved that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
No, I like the those are nicer than the ones at the Grove, which have not been updated.
No.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on there.
Me either.
Yeah.
Write a letter.
Okay, that's our discussion of seats.
We do have a correction to make. We kept saying 1975.
Oh, yes. The writer. Talking about,
yes. Mm-hmm. The, what's it called? Tortured Poets Department?
Tortured Poets Department.
Right.
Which we got a lot of feedback. People were not thrilled with our review of Taylor's album.
Meaning Caroline.
No, several friends made comments and reached out, and to which I say, we can have an objective view of our favorites.
Amen.
You know what I mean? No one, I'll say this, Kelly Clarkson has a couple of songs I don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have enough bandwidth in my brain to realize that it's not always going to be flawless.
Regardless, I kept saying the writer was from the 1975. Delete. He's from The National.
Yes.
Delete. Redact.
But addition, the whole album does sound like the 1975.
There's a lot of influence there.
It's Jack.
Yeah. Maybe.
Sorry, but I like it. Also, I did want to ask you one question. Have you seen a lot of people talking about how the second song that plays on Spotify or whatever, like if you click a song on Spotify, it's always Taylor?
I don't listen to Spotify.
Yes, but you have Twitter and you scroll it all day.
I have not seen anybody talk about that.
Okay. Anyway, not Taylor exclusive. That happens all the time, but it was fascinating how it did happen all week. Every
meaning
time
you were on a shuffle, second song is Taylor.
It was all week. Every song I would play, if I pick, not like a playlist I've made, but like if I looked up Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, the next song would be Taylor. And
it's a conspiracy.
Post Malone, exactly. Or like I played a Mariah Carey song, the next song was Fortnite.
Interesting.
But during Christmas, it does that with Mariah, which I've known for years. And they're always like, she has the most streams in the world. I'm like, well, yeah.
Right.
They don't give us a choice, as they shouldn't. It's a great song. Are you ready to talk about Challengers?
Yes.
The first of two movies we're going to discuss, also some TV we're going to discuss, Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist.
Yeah.
This movie is about a tennis player, female Zendaya, and two boys that were like a pairs team, and they're sort of competing over her and their relationship with the three of each other for over 15 years.
The three of each other.
The three of them. Okay. Okay. The three of them. Their relationship over like 15 years.
Yes.
It's, two of them get married. The other one has slept with Zendaya. The boys kiss. It's an erotic thriller.
I would agree. Kind of in like the same vein as like the way I think, what were the two movies I described it of? It very much reminded me of like Whiplash.
Yeah.
Like Gone Girl.
Yeah.
There's just this like, Gone Girl isn't like a thriller, so to speak, really. Like it kind of is, but it isn't. But this definitely is just like I'm rolling my eyes in the back of my head. Gagged. I was gagged.
Cruel Intentions, I think, is
I've
the
never
one.
Seen that.
You have not seen Cruel Intentions?
No.
Okay.
I haven't. But sure.
That's to me, it's like it's an erotic thriller, not like a murder each other kind of thriller, but just like tense tension.
Right.
Energy.
I want to see it again.
What did you like? What did you not like?
I really didn't like anything. Didn't like nothing.
You really liked
everything. Correct.
Okay, that's what you get for trying to correct me 30 seconds ago.
I loved everything. The only thing I could knock it for was them playing teenagers, because they essentially look the same.
They literally all look, difference was the haircuts.
The haircut. I think Zendaya can kind of get away with playing a teenager.
Yeah.
She couldn't really get away with playing a mom.
But they didn't harp on that.
No, it was a very just kind of breezy, drop in. But it does play a big part, though, at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you know, I don't know. That was really my only problem.
Yeah. I think what I loved most about it, it was nice to see Zendaya in a role where she was in her full power.
Yes.
Because, like, in Dune, it's not saying she's not powerful in other movies, but, like, in Dune and Euphoria, she's always dirty. You know what I mean? And she's always in the sand. In Euphoria, she's, like, on drugs. She always looks like she hasn't showered. It was nice to see her be, like, a superstar.
Yeah.
And, like, in this boss-in-command kind of role.
Yeah.
Which was different
for
her.
I wasn't sure if you were going to like it or not.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I had one thing I didn't like.
Which was?
The score. And the music in general.
You're the only person.
Which is fine. I'm allowed to have my own opinion.
You, of course, are.
I thought the music...
Yeah.
Sometimes... Yeah. I don't know. I just thought, like, sometimes it would, like, pause and in the middle of the scene, music would start out of nowhere. That was, like, really not the vibe of the scene. But some parts it was really effective. The end, obviously, the score is the whole, like, backbone of that scene. But there were just a lot of moments, especially not, like, the score necessarily, but the music that they added in, like, the, not pop music, but, like, other songs they added in. Some of them I was like, everything else was just so glossy. And sometimes I was like, kind of, yeah. But, again, I
totally disagree.
That's okay.
Totally disagree. Loved the score.
Yeah.
It really is like clubhouse music, which is not at all. I see what you're saying in the sense that like it doesn't totally sync up with what we're watching on the screen.
Yeah.
But it does play like its own character in the movie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? And it really kind of amplifies the tension in my eyes.
Yeah.
And kind of got me sitting on the edge of my seat because I didn't know what to expect. It, like, really just kept me on edge.
Yeah.
Everything about it kept me on edge.
It was also the perfect trailer because it gave you just enough to where you know exactly what you're walking into, but you don't know anything that's going to occur.
Correct.
Gave you the style. It gave you the actors. It gave you the looks, everything. But it was like you still were walking in completely like, what is this about to be?
Right.
I really did love it.
You could not see it again, though?
I'd love to see it again.
Yeah,
I can go tomorrow.
I want to see it in IMAX.
Yeah, Patrick's going tonight, of course. Didn't ask me if I wanted to go.
That's
I'll just be here. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Defend him. Go for it. That's fine.
Off. I'm just going to hold it up like Nikita Dragon was during coronavirus.
You don't have to do that.
It's really, it's hot. I'm suffocating.
Take it off.
No, I'm holding it here. I want to protect my spittle from going to you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anything? I loved the boys, too. Mike Feist, incredible.
Did you see how the guy who was the tennis coach, not coach, but the, what's the word?
Pro?
No. Judge,
okay,
who was sitting like in the last
chunk,
was her assistant, and he was not good.
I will say, I did wonder who is that
assistant.
I don't know anything about tennis, so I was like, I don't know, this is not the vibe I would guess from the person who's like calling a tennis match. But
it wasn't even that. Like I bought into him being him, but he just wasn't good. Wasn't good. But I loved it.
Yeah.
I forgave it. That was really, like, there are not many flaws in my eyes for that movie. But you only give it 4.5 stars.
And that's okay. That is a 4.5 out of 5.
I was shocked.
Okay. Well, I've let you down in this way.
No, it's okay.
Also, it was interesting when we finished the movie. It was Denise, Patrick, you, me.
Yeah.
And Denise said, "Who were you rooting for?"
Yeah.
Which I thought was an excellent question.
It's interesting going to the movies with her because she doesn't go to the movies very frequently.
Yeah.
So her perspective is so different than ours is.
Yeah.
But I did like that question too.
And I think the answer is I'm rooting, it's sort of like Sex and the City, I'm rooting for all of them and none of them. Mm-hmm. Because they're all awful. They're all very flawed. The three of them are all flawed. They all do dirty things to each other.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're great actors.
Right.
They're like, they're going for it. So you root for all of them. Josh, of course, is who I think you're supposed to kind of want to root for.
No.
You don't think so?
You're supposed to root for Mike. Her husband. Spoiler alert.
Okay, but I wasn't rooting for him immediately because he did Josh so dirty the first scene he had alone with Zendaya.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, you're not a good friend. You're a dog. So then I wasn't rooting for him anymore. But I was, of course. He was going through a lot.
Yeah.
Also, it was very sexual.
Of course.
Which, I mean...
And not necessarily... Like, there's maybe, like, one scene where they're performing those acts, but it's like, sexual tension.
That's what I mean. Almost. Exactly. Yeah.
It's not like you're watching graphic
no.
intercourse.
It's like PG-13, kind of.
Yeah, but R.
But you know what I mean? It's like PG-13 visually.
Yeah.
R suggestive-wise.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, she says to see it three times.
Well, of course she does. Taylor says listen to all 30 songs. I mean, yeah, of course.
But I think it makes sense because you want to watch it from each of their perspectives.
Yeah, I definitely would love to see it again.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was really a great movie. My last question about it. So this got pushed from last year.
Mm.
Awards-wise, mm-hmm. where do you see this movie falling?
I could see it slipping through the cracks.
I thought, like, okay, think about last year. Go yeah. back a little bit. Which, like, they have been nominated for Oscars for this?
Yes. I think yes. At least Zendaya.
Yeah, she definitely will, she, of course.
We have to, you remember, we always think of the trajectory.
And she's on the right
she's
path.
She's on it.
Oh, for sure.
Very, very easily on it.
She will have an Oscar one day. I do not doubt it.
I think soon. But yeah. Maybe technical stuff. I would love for it to win everything and get nominated, but
yeah.
I don't think. No.
You're good. I just, yeah. I don't know. I just, it's April, you know?
It's early.
But then again, you got to remember, she'll be promoting Dune again for awards, mm-hmm. so it easily could be one of those where she's like...
Just in the conversation.
I had the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she is. Everybody loves the movie.
Except you.
I loved it. I said I loved it. 4.5 out of 5 is a
what
good...
What would have pushed it to 5? That's what I'm wondering. Why did you give it 4.5?
I don't know. I just thought it was amazing. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. Great.
I think 4.5 is a good score.
It is a good score, but you can't defend it.
I don't have to, is the blessing. I can me. Just... Yeah. I'm going to change it to 5 as soon as this is over. Okay, we're going to move... Anything no. else you want to say about Challengers?
Go see it.
Playing in theaters.
Definitely see it in a theater. Also with the crowd, so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Very
fun. You know the moment.
Yeah.
At the end.
Of course.
I told Pat the room moved.
Yeah.
Completely moved.
Yeah. Luca Guadagnino, something snapped in his brain. He yeah. loved it. I mean, he just is a master.
Yeah.
Totally a master.
I have something else to say that I'll say to you off mic. Okay. Right. Next, I want to talk about Baby Reindeer, which did you finish?
Yes.
Okay. On streaming on Netflix. It's a series. It's 7 episodes. They vary between like 30, 45 minutes. Mm. It is about a man who, the main storyline is a man is friendly to this woman and she begins stalking him. Through that process, he sort of deals with a lot of trauma that he has experienced in his life. And he's also a struggling comedian, so it's him kind of working through that. And... that's it. It's their relationship. In real life, she sent him 41,000 emails.
That's a lot. That's like the amount of my inbox over like the last 20 years.
41,000. That was when I saw that number, I was like, wow.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Why this? Why did this blow up? Because it so easily could have been swept under the rug and into the masses of the Netflix algorithm, library, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
So why this? Why now?
Right timing. Also quality of it.
Yeah. You're right. It is like Fleabag. A lot like Fleabag.
It is very much like, and this may destroy you. Mm. Similar kind. I think if you put those two together, I hit the mic. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That is sort of the... It's him, though. He is, like, kind of that... Because it's very heavy, but it's kind of like there's a humor to all of it.
There is.
And even in the end, like, the whole last episode, like, he definitely wanted to keep... He's a comedian, so, I mean, he's trying to...
Right.
But he apparently did a play in like 2016 or 18 or somewhere in there and dealt with some of these things. Mm-hmm. And then he's done another work that sort of has some of this in it. So it's sort of a conglomerate of a couple of things.
It's shocking.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
I told you I was nervous to recommend it to you. Also, I didn't think you would watch it.
Yeah.
Because no disrespect to Netflix, but when I hear Netflix series, I'm usually like, it's going to be okay.
Right. There's 50,000 of them. That's literally released every day.
Yeah. And that's it brings back to your question of why, how did this like, but a girl that I follow on Twitter that I went to you or went to UNCG like right after me, who always recommends like really good stuff was like, this show is incredible. That's why I was like, oh, maybe I should look into it. And then Rosie O'Donnell was talking about it. I was like,
oh, that was the final nail.
You know, Rosie. But she's also like, watch Naked and Afraid Australia.
You used to watch those.
Right. And I watched Teen Mom Family Vacation today. Your point. But I'm saying the name of the show kept popping up in my brain. So I was like, maybe I should click into this.
Yeah. I had very briefly heard about it. And then, I was homesick, so I just watched. And they're 30 minutes. So, like, you literally can fly through it.
Exactly.
It's shocking, but really good. The last scene, obsessed. Chills.
Yeah.
I literally got the chills.
Did you love the guy?
It did take me a minute to click in, but I do love him.
Richard Gadd is his name.
And the woman who played Martha.
Jessica Gunning.
Yeah. Unreal. Unreal.
Yeah.
I hope they get nominated.
I think it is going to be like one of those where they sweep.
Yeah.
I would be shocked. That being said, the guy who played Capote, unreal. I hope he gets nominated too.
Yeah.
So I'm already competing against myself.
That's okay.
But yeah, it took my breath away several times. I just kept thinking, like, I can't imagine what that feels like. You have to go through your life and there's just like all this stuff like... I mean, I guess everybody does. We all go through life with like stuff weighing on us. But like somebody just... at you in that way.
24/7.
41,000 emails.
I would scream.
And I think just like him processing it and going back to it and like it, him not being able to like leave it alone. It's like a scab. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you just leave it alone, it would heal, but you just keep picking it.
Right. And that's my, I have some criticisms of his character.
Yeah.
Like not the person he's playing because obviously it's himself, but his inner character that I'm struggling to wrap my head around. But of course I can say that because I'm an outsider.
Yeah. It's you know like catfish.
Right.
You know, that like woman.
Right.
Yeah.
At a certain point, I'm like, how are you in these situations constantly?
Yeah.
But I have to forgive it because that's just that's how the cards were dealt to him.
Exactly.
And that's his story.
Yeah.
Really sad, but great.
Great TV.
Great TV.
Limited series. I don't think there will be more of it.
No.
But I am curious to see what he does next. All of them, honestly. You wouldn't see something else that he wrote?
I guess I would.
Yeah. Did you watch the Meg Stalch trailer for her movie?
No.
Okay. The end of that discussion. Streaming Baby Reindeer is on Netflix, the whole thing, all 7 episodes.
Yes.
The last movie that we're going to talk about, the other movie that we saw this week...
I couldn't tell you.
Abigail.
Oh, my God.
A legendary... Your eyes went all the way back. Melissa Barrera, Dan Stevens, Catherine Newton, and the final performance of Angus Cloud.
God rest his soul.
And I thought, what a way to go.
Getting your head cut off.
Sad. It's about a group of burglars. Criminals.
Yeah.
And they... steal this little girl, and they get into the house. They have to watch her for 24 hours, and about 5 seconds into it, they realize she is a vampire ballerina. Dun, dun, dun. Will they survive?
It's so dumb.
It's the same team that did Ready or Not.
Yeah. Which is great.
Also I done like, the Scream movies.
Right. Correct.
I liked Ready or Not. I liked the styling of it, but by the end of the movie, I was kind of like, meh.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I get what you mean.
I don't need to see it ever again. It was fun once, but it wasn't like an exceptional film.
Right.
But again, it was scary. It was bloody. It was funny. That's okay for a scary movie to
me. Exactly.
Abigail, I think, was a good idea for a movie.
That's pushing
it. If it was an hour and 20 minutes.
That's pushing it.
2 hours. Also, the little girl was Matilda in the musical. And she was also in the other one we saw, Wicked Little Letters. So she's having quite the life to be like 8.
Yeah, it felt very similar to Ready or Not. Even like the way the bodies exploded.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't use the same effects or punchline, like, well, however you want to think of it.
Yeah.
In 2 movies that you've made. Unless they're a sequel.
Correct.
And that's not a sequel. It was bad.
I think the structure of it, too, was like they go, they're with, I almost said Megan, with Abigail. Then they come back.
Right.
They're all bloody and they come back.
Right.
And they have a moment to like take a deep breath. Yeah. Everybody says like 1 or 2 one-liners and then they go back and they're at her again and they come back. I was like, okay.
It's very droll.
Yeah. Also, and I'm sorry to say it, Melissa, not good ever.
I think she was better in this than Scream.
Nope.
Yes.
She does not speak like a human being speaks. That is my always criticism. In Scream, in all the Scream, aka the 2 Scream movies, I know it's very controversial. She's not in the new one. I'm relieved. She was bad in the last 2.
I think she was better in this than those ones.
Her wig was.
Definitely a great wig. There is something like in the Scream movies, a little dead behind the eyes.
She's dead behind the eyes, and she talks like a robot.
Yeah.
My name's Joey. It's like nobody, she talks like an AI. Like she does not speak. She talks like Scarlett Johansson, your ChatGPT thing.
Yeah, my phone.
She does not, I don't know. There's just something about her voice. I mean, it's just her voice. Bless you. I hope you're well. I can't get into it.
No.
And Dan, every time I see him in these movies, I'm like, how did you get here?
Yeah, something's not working.
He was just in something else too, though. Godzilla. Versus Kong.
Good for him.
So he's rich.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
I could not recommend this movie any less.
It really was not good.
No, I completely agree.
But if you like bad scary movies, which a lot of people do,
yeah,
10 out of 10 recommend.
Watch it on Hulu.
Yeah. Watch it on Hulu, where it will be streaming probably in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Now it is time for our question of the week. Adrian?
I didn't even pull one.
Pull one. Pull Rhett.
I could pull Rhett's.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hold.
Okay.
Also, somebody else texted us this morning.
Oh.
But.
Is it topical? Should we do that one?
Oh, they did 2. This is their second question.
Oh, whoops.
We'll do Rhett's.
Okay.
It's going to be a hard one, though.
Okay.
Howdy, this is Rhett. First of all, you're a couple of Philistines not appreciating Dr. Pepper. Sorry.
I told you I had a phase of Dr. Pepper in like 6th grade. I can appreciate it.
He says the thinking man's soda of choice. When y'all were talking about the new Amy Winehouse biopic. I don't say biopic. I don't know. Which doesn't have the music rights. Which is, I was like, is that true?
It can't be true because in the trailer she's mouthing to Back to Black.
Okay. And he says, shout out 30 Rock and Jenna's non-life rights Janis Joplin film, which is funny. But I never watched 30 Rock.
Neither did I.
I know, but that, even just reading that made me laugh. Because I love a clip. Yeah. I love watching 30 Rock clips.
Yeah.
It made me think of the Bad Fink song in the trailer of...
The 30 Rock thing.
Got it. Flipping that, what are the best fake songs or bands in movies? Off the top of my head, I'd go That Thing You Do.
Do That Thing.
Which, what is that?
You Won't Go Backwards in Time.
No.
A very big movie like in late 90s, early 2000s, Tom Hanks, Liv Tyler. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
I think immediately the one that is just so fresh in my mind is like Freaky Friday, which I know we were talking about last week.
Good.
You know what I mean? Those are fun. Or...
A Star Is Born, Alley.
Of course. But those aren't fake songs.
Well, they are written for the film.
I guess so. That's true.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Josie and the Pussycats?
The best. Sorry, there is no better.
Yeah.
Josie and the Pussycats is the best, not a musical, film with music of all time. They are an amazing band. All the songs are good. And the soundtrack flows into your Spotify like real songs.
Yeah.
Because they are real songs.
Yeah. That's the key for a good fake song.
Obsessed. Wow, way to come up with my answer for me.
I know. That's a good question, though.
That is a really good question.
And I'm excited for the Amy Winehouse movie.
I can't wait to see it, but I don't need to see the trailer anymore.
I'm very excited.
If you have a question, thank you so much, Rhett. If you have a question, you can call us or send us a text at 919-675-CHAT, which is 919-675-2428.
Wow.
You can also email us, letschatwithcurry@gmail.com, or you can DM us on any social media platform that you choose.
All of them.
All of them. Also, my mom just texted me, do you think it's about Clan Reuben being on The Masked Singer?
Probably.
Because they are the Beats, if you've not figured that out. It's them.
Do you have a song of the week this week?
I have
week?
A song. Do you have one?
I have one.
You go first.
I don't know how to say her name, though.
Okay.
But it's spelled G-E-R-D. How would you say that?
G-E-R-D. GERD.
Like the disease.
Ooh.
But she's so good. Gerd. The song is Gerd. Maybe it is Gerd because she's from like Sweden.
Okay.
The song is called Birds. Have you ever heard it?
No.
So inconsiderate and careless. No one can get close, no one can help. It's like a dream. You don't ask me how I feel. Words so thin that no one else believes them. Looked you in the eyes and chose to be. You're nothing what I need. I tried my best, I did, but I wasn't good enough. You're no good for us. I feel like a flower kept in dark in my
for you to hear.
My song of the week is also from an artist. I had to Google how to say their name.
What are the chances?
Also, I Googled how to say Zendaya.
Good for you.
Because I've said it both ways over and over. Mm. Leve, okay. Which is how you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Laufey.
Oh, I thought you didn't like her.
Okay, but I've been trying to understand because I don't like not being in.
She's also Scandinavian.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I Googled, how do you pronounce this? And she said, people say anything, and she says, okay.
What are the chances of us both having Scandinavian songs this week?
And women.
And, of course.
I know.
What's the song called?
The song is called Bored.
Why don't we call it for what it is? It's best that we spend time apart. I just yawn listening to you talk about yourself again and again.
It's off the deluxe of her album that she's been promoting for what feels like 20 years.
She's great.
She is good. She's really good. She is no Samara Joy, but she is a good modern jazz pop vocalist.
Yes.
And this song is excellent.
Love it.
What are you looking forward to this week?
I don't know.
We're seeing Funny Girl in 4K on Thursday.
That'll be so fun. I want to see Dune again.
Okay.
12 will be the last.
Fall Guy is taking its screens on Friday.
I think so.
We'll see Fall Guy, I'm guessing.
Correct.
Which I can't, honestly, it's gotten great reviews.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited.
And what's the other one? The Justice Smith movie.
I saw the TV, bro.
Which I think we might be seeing on Friday.
I think we are going to see that.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a blast.
We hope that you have the best week ever listening to Taylor or Beyonce or whoever you're listening to right now.
Leve.
You know what comes out on Friday? Whose album?
Who?
The one you always fight me about.
Dua.
Dua. Flop. No, she's a bop. Anyway, we hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. If you enjoyed the show, and we know you did, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Keep the conversation going by following me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Curry Terrell, and Adrian on Instagram at Adrian McMill, and Twitter at Yo Adrian McMill. Discover our weekly song picks by adding our playlist on Spotify or Apple Music, all linked in this week's episode description. Got questions or feedback? Email us at letschatwithcurry@gmail.com. See you next time. Bye, y'all.